voters flood a congressional hearing room, angered by the prospect of budget cuts to programs that benefit the elderly and the poor. Lawmakers are struggling to agree on a mix of spending cuts and tax increases to cut the deficit. And failure could have worldwide implications, says Democratic Senator Ken Conrad.
The world is watching. We know that the economic future of our country and the world rests on decisions that will be made in the next few days.
University student Taylor Nash says it's time for Congress to compromise.
Right now, the ideological stances on both the left and the right seem to hamper their ability to come together and make decisions for the country as a whole. It's more of a party war.
He is not alone, says Diane Lim Rogers of the centrist Concord Coalition.
Most Americans look at Congress and they say, hey, just work it out. It's not impossible to work this out. You just have to sort of let go of your very ideological positions that you've held on to for the past decade.
But deep disagreements over raising taxes and cutting spending have hamstrung the super committee, says political analyst Stuart Rothenberg.
I think people would like the super committee to work. The problem is, it's the same problem we've had for many months, is there's a fundamental disagreement between Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals, as to who pays the price.
Rothenberg says compromise is difficult, because lawmakers are most worried about next year's election.
If Republicans vote to increase some taxes and their conservative wing gets angry at that, they could have a bloodbath. And if Democrats say, okay, well, we will really make significant cuts to Social Security and Medicare, then the liberal wing of the Democratic Party will absolutely start screaming.
Rothenberg and other analysts say lawmakers do have one major incentive to act. A recent public opinion poll found only 9% of Americans approve of Congress, an all-time low. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.